Blackstone Audio presents Daughters Who Walk This Path, a novel by Yejide Kilanko. Read by Claudia Alec. To my mother, Catherine Bamidele Olonge, for listening to my many childhood dreams and telling me I could do them all. Prologue. My first memory was of Inanyo. I was 5 years old. When Mummy explained to me that the big bump in her stomach meant I was getting a baby sister or brother to play with, I jumped up and down with happiness. "Please, can you make sure it's a girl?" Mummy's brown eyes crinkled at the sides as she smiled. "That is God's decision," she said, and continued to knit a large baby shawl. I watched closely as her silver knitting pins expertly pulled the yellow wool in and out, in and out. I sent up a little prayer and ran out of the room. On a bright afternoon, not too long after, Daddy's company driver, Mr. Bello, came to pick me up at school. Looking out of my classroom window, I saw his lanky figure bouncing up the short flight of steps.
"Madame just had the baby," he said to my teacher, Mrs. Abe. "She wants to see Mario."
After asking me to pack up my school bag, Mrs. Abe sent me off. "Please greet your mother for me."
"Yes, ma."
I sat in the back of the red Peugeot 505, kicking the seat in front of me until Mr. Bello turned around.
"Mario, that is enough," he said with a stern look.
Lifting up my head, I gave Mr. Bello an apologetic look. "It is just that it is taking too long." His face softened. "Don't..."